The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Evan.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. I have much to tell you about, but Scott has been patiently waiting, so I'm going to not foof around. I'm going to put Scott on the air, and then I'll tell you all the other stuff post Scott, P.S. Scott, welcome to the program. How may I help you?
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Joy.
Sure.
Is it appropriate? This is just a question. To be informed of a death by suicide by the authorities, and the statement is, it's helpful to know they felt no pain. And that's instantaneous. Okay.
So the question is it appropriate in the case of a suicide to be informed by state officials that
right.
they felt no pain?
Right.
Well,
I'd like to address the fact that what about the pain they were suffering before.
Sure.
That's
Look,
thank you.
Sure, absolutely. And I think that this is a great example, Scott, of well-meaning idiocy, right?
Right.
Because clearly the intent of somebody who's being kind.
It soothes me not.
Well, of course it didn't. And we'll go on and talk about that in just a second. But let me just respond to your question first, which is, let me give you some things that are akin to that of when, for example, someone loses a child, someone saying, well, you could have more children. What? Or someone saying to someone who's not necessarily religious, well, it's God's will. I mean, I think there are well-meaning people who, in the face of trauma, are traumatized and sort of respond emotionally without thinking, not out of malice, not out of anything other than just their own emotional overload. And so they say things that are either meaningless or trite or inappropriate, which I suppose meaningless and trite are inappropriate as well. But the motive, and I think that's what we have to do, even though that's asking a lot of someone who's going through the primary trauma, is asking someone to be generous in their own moment of darkness to understand that somebody didn't mean any harm by it. They were trying to be comforting in a way that makes no sense. And, of course, as you say, saying they felt no pain, what they meant is they didn't suffer from the wound, but of course they were feeling pain or they would not have suicided. So I think
that's
it's just
exactly right.
Yeah, that the person who's saying that is not being dismissive of psychological issues as much as being overwhelmed by the human empathy that all of us have of, oh my goodness, dealing with a suicide is always overwhelming. Having to inform a stranger that someone that they love has taken their own life is a terrible task to put on anybody's shoulders. And what they're trying to do is combine their efficient, businesslike, bureaucratic responsibilities to some kind of... Well, no, I don't think it's to minimalize it. I think it's to try and comfort the person for whom they understand that they're delivering horrible news. And so what they're trying to do is, in some ways, buffer... I don't think they're trying to buffer their own feelings. I think they're trying to buffer what they assume that the recipient is feeling of, oh, this is terrible, and so they're saying something that, of course, is meaningless, but meant to be palliative, that says they didn't feel any pain.
Everything you just said is pertinent, because the pain was already there.
Of course.
Before the action.
Of course. Of course.
So it's ridiculous to say they felt no pain.
Well, but again, they weren't trying to do anything except be empathic of saying, crap, I have this terrible job I have to do right now.
Exactly.
And, you know, I hate it. And, you know, if I were in their shoes, I would really hate me. And so what I'm really trying to do is put out a hand of kindness, even though they haven't thought it through. And I'm trying to think, is there any... anything to say, or people say, can you sit down, or I have some bad news, or people, because we are human beings, we're not robots who say, death came by suicide at 3 o'clock from gunshot wound. That isn't who we are. So when we have to deliver that information,
right,
we in some ways try and soften it. I don't think it's so much from our point of view as just from a human point of view. And because it's unthinkable, we're not very good at the empathy part. We're not very good at saying, well, gee, if it were me, what would I want to hear? Because the answer is, we don't want to hear that under any circumstances ever, and we don't want to put ourselves in that person's shoes. And so these are the kind of half-hearted, emotional, well-meaning, but dumb responses of they felt no pain. So, but all right. So
the answer for that, yes.
Yeah. So is this something that's happened to you?
Yes, today.
Can you?
I just
can
didn't like the they felt no pain. I was
well, but Scott.
And you just said it. But the pain has been going on for years.
Well, but let's talk about that, because I think what you're doing also, you remind me kind of a friend of mine whose father died in the hospital, and what he decided instantly, the moment he heard it, is he wanted to sue the hospital. And I said, on what basis? And he said, someone has to pay. And so I think, again, when we human beings, of course, is that what you're looking for is someone to be mad at, which is absolutely understandable, but kind of beside the point. So let's do the awful work of saying, all right, so tell me what happened. Who suicided?
There was you can tell depression, and it was on my cousin, close to him, member of the family.
Yeah.
Long distance in Nashville, and just the phone calls started more frequently than usual, making him threats. We thought, you know, la ha ha ha, you know, he lost his job, this and that. And it was deeper than that. And what it built up to was the fact that no one took it seriously.
Let's look at that. Let's look at that for just a minute, because there's several reasons why people don't take warning signs seriously. One is the classic one that we've all been taught is the kid who cries wolf. So is this somebody who had threatened suicide before, or had said, gee, I just feel terrible, or is this somebody who... Tell me a little bit about the history of this cousin.
Death member of the family, and roamed around, coming from the Northeast and relocated. The family supporting him, alcohol, drugs involved, and nothing worked out.
How old was he?
36.
Okay. Had he ever married?
Never.
Had a job?
He felt isolated because he couldn't hear. He was angry about his deafness. He's born deaf and isolated because of that. That's his own opinion.
What was the highest level of education that he achieved?
High school.
Okay. Did he ever have a job?
Occasional.
Well, was he mainline high school, or did he go to special school?
No, he graduated high school and went to Gallaudet in D.C.
Well, that's pretty impressive for somebody who can't hear.
You know, the family's influence, his mother and father, but everything he's tried, he rebelled against. And the anger was deep embedded, and he decided...
So when people... So he called you?
No, I was informed by the authorities.
Okay, so how did they...
He
why did
no
they,
pain.
No, I got that. But did he... you said that there had been more frequent phone calls recently.
Right. And was he reaching out? And it's not even a phone call, it's a text, because, of course, he can't hear.
Okay, so he texted you?
Well, through an interpreter.
Okay. So what was the nature of his text?
How are you doing? I'm fine.
Okay.
Just checking in.
So why that doesn't seem to me to necessarily be a warning sign. Why did you view it in retrospect as a warning sign?
I've known him since a child, but it's just I don't know. It's confusing. I know he's been a troubled child all his life, but sorry for your loss. He felt no pain. I can't believe it.
No, I got it. I got it, Scott. But let's put that aside temporarily.
Yeah.
Because.
Okay.
Because I think you're displacing your anger a little bit. Come back and tell me a little bit about your relationship with him when we come back, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Scott, who's had one of the more devastating things occur to him, which is finding out about the suicide of a relatively close family member, and his objection was how he was informed, which I think is legitimate, but somewhat beside the... It's accurate, but not necessarily terribly relevant. So his concern, which I think is quite legitimate, is someone saying he felt no pain, and Scott saying... That's completely dumb. Of course he felt pain or he wouldn't have suicided. But I'm saying, yeah, it's in the face of this kind of tragedy, it's very easy to want to be angry with somebody, to want to kind of lash out. But it means that you're not really doing the work that you need to do, which is the mourning of... and you're sort of moving into the next stage, which is, okay... if I can't blame this dude who had the awful job of informing me, maybe I need to blame myself because he made calls and I didn't understand. And I'm saying, no, listen, people who are determined to kill themselves quite often do. Now, what we need to do, and unfortunately, that suicide is a long-term solution to what is sometimes a short-term problem. In your cousin's case, Scott, it sounds like somebody who'd been very unhappy for a very long time. And it's always fascinating. Yeah, it's always fascinating to me as a therapist that if somebody has inoperable cancer or intractable pain, and they say, I can't put up with this anymore, everybody sort of says, oh yeah, no, well, I can understand that. But as you point out, when people have psychological pain, somehow that we are much more dismissive of it. And of course, psychological pain is just as devastating as any kind of physical pain, and quite often is translated into physical pain. How did you happen? Were you listed as a next of kin somewhere? Who informed you?
He's living with my mother in her house. He's had problems with drug and addictions his whole life. And
right.
His mother has given up on him, and it's off to my mother, who's in the town we're living in now. And, you know, we were never close. And apparently, again, I've known him all my life, and he's never been nothing but problems, and his anger came from the fact that he could not hear.
I got it.
Do we know
what the precipitating factor was? I mean, you're telling me he's 36 years old and he's been deaf for 36 years. He graduated from high school 20 years ago or 18 years ago. So why now? Do we have any idea what might have precipitated this?
His mother and his father rejected him because he was unruly.
Well, but presumably they did that when he was a teenager. That was, you know.
Always, yes. But they come.
Yeah, but what? But he
so
suicided.
Everything to him, and now the rule.
Scott. He suicided yesterday. Is that right?
Right. That's correct.
So what might have happened in the last like week or so? Do you have any idea?
The trigger was finally pulled. I don't know. The rules that were in place on him for not being alcoholic, not being a drug addict. He could not abide by those rules anymore.
Well, but those rules had been in place for how long?
Probably at least 15 years.
Yeah. All right, look, understand, there's something called a critical mass, and that happens in people that literally, I mean, we have all sorts of trite expressions about it, like the straw that broke the camel's back, that it's not the straw, it's the accumulation of all the other straws that came before it. So in this particular case, did he leave a note?
No.
And how did he actually kill himself?
In the garage, the attached garage in my mother's house.
And he what, carbon monoxided?
No, I have no idea what that means.
Well, the way that if people are in a garage, quite often what they'll do is turn on the engine to a car.
They use the firearm.
So he shot himself.
Yes.
Well, that's a pretty that's a pretty serious kind of that's somebody who's pretty serious about it, and no note.
No, none.
Well, and one of the reasons that suicide is so terrible is exactly what you're feeling today, is all those unanswered questions. Is there something I missed? Is there something I could have done differently?
That's weird, right?
And suicide is, in some ways, the ultimate hostile act, isn't it? And this one wasn't even particularly disguised. It's not saying, this
Can
is what's
I
going on.
That?
Sure.
it was definitely a hostile act, and where it was committed and the way with the firearm and the place it was committed. As a matter of fact, he's been angry his whole life,
yep.
I believe.
Well, suicide is an angry act, isn't it? At its very base.
And to hurt the survivors and for us to react
yep.
to it.
Yeah.
And that.
But understand that in the same way, Scott, that we've almost come full circle here, in the same way that I was talking with you about the senselessness, but the lack of malice in somebody saying he felt no pain, is we've come full circle that your cousin at the moment he killed himself was not thinking very likely. We're not going to ever know for sure. I'm going to show them what he was feeling is I can't do this anymore. And the problem about feeling overwhelmed is the overwhelmed part. We don't consider, we don't see a future, we have a sense of hopelessness, and hopelessness precludes any kind of empathy. We don't think about, gee, how's my mom going to feel about this? How's my grandmother going to feel about this? How's Uncle Scott going to feel about it? All I feel is, I can't do this anymore. So I think what I would have you do is mourn, see if you can celebrate any part of his life. And maybe this is somehow your calling to reach out to people to understand suicide better. And certainly I've shared before, I'm convinced that part of the reason I'm a therapist, not all of it to be quite honest, I've been listening to people's problems since I was 10 years old. So, and I'm curious. I love knowing what's going on with people. I was saying to Blake, I mean, one of the nice things about my job is I really get to, people don't talk with me about the weather. They talk with me about really important stuff. And but part of it is that when I went to school, by the time I graduated, my roommate and people on either side of me and the woman across the hall had all suicided. And I went to a small school. There were only about 70 women there. So in a 4-year period, to have 4 people suicide that I knew, that lived literally with either my roommate, the person across the hall, or either on either side of me. So these were people, there was a very small group of us. That's a huge percentage, and I'm convinced that part of the reason I became a psychologist is just to figure out what's going on here. And one of the things about suicide is that there are really, that there are suicide attempts, which are sometimes saying, pay attention to me. But people who, one of the things that I understand is that if people are very serious about wanting to kill themselves, there's not a lot you can do except to get them out of harm's way and hope that it will pass, and hope that there are other things that will make them understand that there are things for them. But I'm condolences, Scott.
Thank
I think
you.
You're gonna work through some of the anger if you can and get to the sadness.
Yeah, I'm
okay?
Not angry, but that comes full circle going back to, you know, sorry about the pain. He felt
I know.
The pain, but he did.
Well, and you're going to have to feel a little pain to get through this as well. All right, thanks for calling, Scott. Tracy, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Well, actually, I call it a program. Show sort of seems to me I should have sequins and feathers and tap dancing, which God knows I would love to do. It just doesn't work that well on the radio. So it's a program. 855-993-7569. Tracy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Absolutely.
And I was hoping you can settle a disagreement that I'm having with my husband.
Okay.
We have an eight-year-old son. He's in second grade, and he's came home twice this week upset. And last night he was crying because one of his friends that he's in Cub Scouts with has tattled on him for a behavior that he said he didn't do. And so I have... I kind of know the mom a little bit, so I just wanted to call and talk to the mom, and my husband says, no, don't do that, don't do that. So I'm just wanting your advice.
I think I'm probably going to have to be with your husband on this, but let's do a little bit more work. And I'll tell you why. That kids can have, when I had a TV show at one point, I had a group of women from a small town who had gone to war with each other, and in fact, one of them had been in jail for assaulting the other one because their 12-year-old daughters had gotten into that kind of thing that 12-year-old girls get into of, you know, bad-mouthing each other. And the kids had all resolved it a long time ago. The parents were still at war with each other, and literally one of them ended up in jail, not for any length of time, but at least overnight for smacking one of the other women down. So when parents get involved, kids don't get their problem solved, and parents seem to be able to hold grudges much longer than kids. So, you know, I'm not much of a fan of parents getting involved. But so what did his friend say that your son had done?
The first time this week, it was that he was playing guns during recess, like they were holding their hands, like they're like shooting each other, and that's a big no-no at our school. And then the second time was something about, oh, your mother wears combat boots or something like that, kind of made kind of snide comments about mothers or something like that. And so
well, that's a really good reason not to get involved then. All right, so is your kid an instigator?
Is he in theater?
No, is he an instigator? Is he?
No, he's more of a follower. And teacher, I did contact the teacher when he came home last night. She emailed me back and said that he admitted to laughing at the comments that she believed too that he didn't make the comment. But he said he did admit that as the other kids that he was with were making comments like that.
Okay, pretend I'm the little monster's mother. What do you and I've given you permission to call, which I haven't. But what would you say to me?
I would say like that. Well, we have an older son who's in eighth grade, and when he was in kindergarten, he was the biggest tattletale there was. And so I went to advice from somebody in the school system and asked, well, you know, I know my son's tattling on these other kids. What should I do? And the advice the lady gave me was, well, let them tattle during their kindergarten year. That's fine. Let them feel comfortable in the school situation. But once he starts first grade, you need to tell your son to stop tattling on other kids because it's going to affect their relationships and their ability to make friends. And so,
okay, I hear what you're saying, but assuming that you hadn't said that, I think, first of all, whoever gave you that advice was giving you pretty good advice, but she was giving it to you directly. This wasn't another mother saying, your kid is making my kid unhappy, because that's what it's going to sound like, okay? The school saying to you or to Little Monster's mom, look, your kid's not going to have any friends. This is one of those things as a psychologist that I would not really mess with because it's self-limiting behavior. If Monster Kid continues to tattle, nobody's going to want to be his friend. And here's what I would do in your shoes, because you've got, and what you can do, you can share that same information that the school shared with you about your older son with your younger son. And what you can say to him is, you know what you could tell Monster Kid is that, first of all, you don't have to be his friend anymore if you don't want to. If you don't think that you can trust him, maybe you find another friend. And we'll talk about that in a little bit, in just a minute, about how we find new friends. Because this is, as you know, this kaleidoscope of first grade and new friends and changing alliances is very confusing for kids. And so sometimes what they do is they try and curry favor. And they curry favor with either teachers or peers. And currying favor, it sometimes happens with adults. It means you throw your friends underneath the bus. You know, I mean, look at it in any situation: a new boss, a new job, a new boyfriend, Facebook, Twitter, any of them. I mean, that's the quickest way to acceptance is you and I are friends, but we don't like these other people, right? The people that used to be our friends, we just throw them under the bus. But what happens is the older you get, what people understand is if they throw their friend under the bus, they'll throw me under the bus as well. It's only a matter of time. And so as adults, even though you hear on my program that there's a lot of bus throwing going on, that we learn to find people we can trust, and we try to be trustworthy as well. So what I would say to your son is, you know what? I was thinking about calling Monster Kid's mom, and this is what I was going to tell her, but I've decided to tell you so you can handle this problem all by yourself. You don't need me to do it. That your big brother was like Monster Kid. He used to tell on kids. And what the school said was, let him do it for right now, but nobody's going to like him if he doesn't stop. And you know what? He stopped. So, son of mine, you can say to your friend, if you want to be friends with me, you have to stop tattling on me. And you have to stop telling things, whether they're true or not true, because I'm not going to be your friend if I can't trust you. And you know what? Not only do I not want to be your friend, but nobody's going to want to be your friend. And that way, you've gotten the information across to Monster Kid. You've empowered your son, most importantly, to fight his own battles. And then you've also given him permission to not tattle, because we understand everybody hates you if you tattle. And also, how that he can choose another friend if he wants. And you might even, as part of this discussion, say, is there anybody in the class who looks kind of lonesome who might really, 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 really like a friend?
Okay. And we were talking about that last night, about having him approach his monster friend and saying that something to that affected him, and he didn't want to do that.
He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to say anything to him, but he has to make a choice that either he wants to be friends with him or not. But you don't want to give your son the notion that you'll fight his battles for him, because two things will happen. First of all, you don't want that. It's a way of him getting attention when he's feeling kind of out of sorts of mom. But the school, if you think the tattler is basically unpopular, let me tell you because your son then becomes a tattler because you've gone to school or you've gone to the mom. And let me tell you, if you call Monster Kid's mom, Monster Kid's mom is going to say, Jeremy's mom called, or the mom will say, you know, let the kids take care of it themselves. Either way, there's nothing for you to be gained by calling Monster Kid's mom. There is something for you to give your son the permission to choose his friend or not choose his friend. And if he chooses his friend, understand, he may do it again. That's okay. We choose our friends.
Could I ask you one more question?
Sure.
The Monster Kid is also in Cub Scouts. So my husband takes our son to Cub Scouts, and he has noticed that the Monster Kid excludes our son.
Yep.
There's only three boys in the Cub Scouts, so the Monster Kid wants the other kid to himself, and he wants to exclude our son. So what should my husband do in that situation? Or
nothing.
Nothing at all.
Listen, this is not an uncommon pattern. We already figured out that Monster Kid, what's the quickest way to have somebody like you? I like you, but we don't like that. We both don't like that other kid together. This is how all of those kaleidoscope relationships go, not only for 8-year-olds, but 18-year-olds and on. I mean, it's an unfortunate human pattern of friend of my friend is my friend, enemy of my enemy is my friend. I mean, this is how it happens, and it's well, I call it, instead of the sort of Middle Eastern way of dealing with enemies, I just call it throwing your friends under the bus and tattling. So I would just explain that maybe what we need to do is ask your son, is there another cool kid, or maybe not a cool kid, he may not be as cool, but is there another kid that maybe we should get in Cub Scouts for to be your friend?
Okay, that's a good idea.
But your husband has to stay out of it the same way you have to stay out of it.
Yeah, and he has, and he's going to be very happy when I get off the phone here. He was right on both matters, so...
Well, look, and you're a mom, and you're being protective, and you understand it, but you can understand the fallout from it will be awful, be much worse. It means your son feels he can't take care of himself, which is disastrous, and it'll get around school that, you know, that Jeremy's mom had to call. Jeremy can't even fight his own battles, and he doesn't need that.
Yeah, sure.
And even if you ask Jeremy, he very likely would say, don't do anything. Hopefully he would.
So he hasn't said no, and I've offered, and so my husband stepped in right away and says, no, you're not calling. So.
And you know, I hate to sort of be on your husband's side on this, since you're the one who called me, but lamentably I have to be.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sounds great. Okay.
But let's figure out something we can throw your husband under the bus about. You know, we can do that. All right. Go nibble on his ear and have a good weekend.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Dennis, you'll be next. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Dennis, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Dennis?
Hey, Dr. Joy.
Hi there.
Hey, yeah, I just got back from a long road trip across the desert, and my Dr. Joy Brown podcast really made the trip a lot nicer, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. We didn't get any sand in the cassette or anything, did we?
Maybe just a little bit. Hey, two things. One, I heard you talking about peeps, Easter peeps, and it made me think that I was in D.C. last year, and they have a peeps store down at the National Mall in D.C., National Harbor. in D.C., and it was a lot of fun. So I was going to suggest that you ever...
Did they have the chocolate? Well, my daughter lives in D.C., so I'll have to... I have a Peeps teddy bear. I should maybe put it on. Maybe I'll post it, except it doesn't actually make me look very grown up, in a little hoodie. But I also... Have you seen the chocolate Peeps?
Yeah, I love chocolate Peeps. And they had Peeps. I picked up a Peeps mouse pad and a Peeps luggage
tag. Wow.
So it's really... pretty fun.
Wow.
That's actually not why I called. So my partner and I are going to be in New York City next month.
Okay.
And several years ago we were there, and he called you and asked you for a restaurant recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
And you recommended a place called Cola's. It was an Italian restaurant, and
right.
We actually went there, and we had a really good dinner. So thank you. We had a great dinner.
You're welcome.
My understanding, though, is that Cola's is now closed, so we're going to be there next month. Let's call Dr. Joy again and see if she can recommend another great place.
We'll
be on our way to Iceland, and we're going to stop in New York City for a few days.
Terrific. My daughter just got back from Iceland. I used to go in the old days when People's Airline went flying to Reykjavik, which now apparently... Iceland has gotten to be a huge honeymoon destination. Who knew? All right. So, which part of the city? The Cola is in Chelsea. What part of the city are you going to be on? Do you know?
We're pretty flexible. We're actually going to New York on the way to Iceland and on the way back. It's kind of weird, but we're going to be in Jersey City for the first time that we're there, and then coming back, we'll be at the Grand Hyatt there by Grand Central Station. But we're
okay.
All about, like, getting on the subway and traveling all over.
Okay.
We'll be all over the city.
All right, I'll tell you what. There is a really nifty restaurant that's just very different. I'll give you a couple of options here. One is called Chez Josephine. That's C-H-E-Z, Josephine. And it was run by a friend of mine. It's interesting. Somebody called about suicide, and unfortunately he suicided last year. But he was the adopted child of Josephine Baker, and it's on 42nd Street between 9th and 10th. And it's really a hoot. It's wonderful service. It's French food. They have, I think they have a winter prefix menu. It's reasonable and very atmospheric and unique. It's just unlike any place else that I've ever been, including in New York. So Chez Josephine is a really fun thing. And I think they have a Sunday brunch, and they certainly have dinner every night, and it's on 42nd Street. But it's outside, as I said, between 9th and 10th, so it's outside of Times Square. If you haven't been in Times Square recently, you should probably do that just to remind yourself why you don't want to be in Times Square. I mean, it's very vibrant. It's just, I mean, at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's got more people wandering around than most cities at high noon. So it's, I mean, New York has really become very much a tourist capital, and lots of people, but Chez Josephine. There is a restaurant downtown, which a friend of mine owns, called Battery Gardens, which is kind of continental food. It's owned by a guy who came from Montenegro 25 years ago with, like, you know, $500 in his pocket. He now owns 8 restaurants. It's got one of the most spectacular views of the Statue of Liberty that you'll ever see. And it's the owner's name is Paul, and you can certainly tell him I sent you. And that has got, it's got Sunday brunch. Are you here on the weekends or during the week?
I think it's a little bit of both. We'll be there some weekdays and weekend days. So weekend.
Okay, well, most of these places have brunch as well. I'm trying to think of some other kind of restaurants. That there's, my favorite thing to do, I mean, I like both of those restaurants a lot. My favorite thing to do is just sort of go wander around a neighborhood and look at menus. And, I mean, I tend to like little dives as much as anything else, of kind of neighborhood joints. There's a place down here called George's, which is down by the World Trade Center. And it used to be this kind of little hidden gem, but now because so many people go down to Ground Zero, it's a little harder to get into. But I know the owner there as well. He's a friend. So George's is great fun for, it's kind of an upscale Greek diner. They're Greek, but it's not really a diner. But it's they have, like, Greek omelets and so that's kind of for, you know, snacking around if you're going to come down to the World Trade Center. I'm trying to think what else. I mean, there's just so many. It's not Restaurant Week right now. Restaurant Week is a great time to kind of explore different restaurants.
Dr. Joy, what happened to Cola's? It was so good. We had a great dinner there.
I love Cola's. I've been going to Cola's for years. As far as I know, I used to live literally around the block from it, and I think what happened is the rents just got so high that they've got a lot of very high turnover food. Because I went down there, I was trying to take somebody down there maybe, I don't know, 6-8 months ago, and it was closed. It was, it's something, I don't even know what it is now. There was also a place across the street from it that was an old speakeasy, which doesn't exist anymore either. I mean, the Village is a great place, and Chelsea's a great place to just kind of wander around and just find some place and go bopping in. And I'm trying to think of some other places that... the dining room at the Ritz has got the best brunch. They've got it has the best eggs Benedict that you will ever have because they put truffle oil on it. But eggs Benedict with truffle oil is really great if you really want to splurge. So that's I think the name of the restaurant is Two West. There's a fun Chinese restaurant downtown that's called Liberty View, I think. It's got some of the best Chinese. I mean, you could go to Chinatown. I don't know how to order in Chinatown, but Liberty View is written up as one of the best Chinese restaurants in the city.
Okay, well, we like Chinese food, so that might be a good option.
All right, and you know what else I would probably do is just go on, just Google cool New York restaurants because there are just
for sure.
Yeah, just lots of them.
Any secret tourist attractions? I know you like the Staten Island Ferry. We've done that.
I love the Staten Island Ferry. If you haven't been down to Ground Zero, the museum is absolutely worth seeing.
We have not. So
it's worth seeing. It really is. There's the museum and just wandering around down there, and then you can go to George's for brunch or any of the, I've mentioned a bunch of restaurants down there. Ellis Island, I think, is now open, except the displays are not open. They're still down. I think they're coming up this summer from Tennessee after Sandy. If you're a computer geek, if you go to the Sony building on, it's 3rd Avenue between 54th and 55th, there's an interactive thing that with a robot that you can do, which is fun to bring out the inner geeker if you have kids. The city's a great place to wander around. Central Park is great. You can go ride the merry-go-round in Central Park. Oh, I know what you should do. Go find a ride. It's RIDE. You'll have a great time on it. It's a great way of seeing the city, and you face out into the public. All righty. If you have any other questions, stay on. If not, have a great time in New York. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.